We're going to the Salvation Army's Tom Quinn Centre in Bundaberg. It's probably quicker to actually list what doesn't go on there. There's a plant nursery, there's a workshop where bicycles are rebuilt, there's a heated pool for physiotherapy, there's a cafe, and any day now a shop will be open where you can buy the furniture being turned out in their on-site factory. In the front door, turn right and you're in the boss's office. Tom Osborne is the Community Services Manager.
Our aim is to restore people's lives, or transforming lives is how we describe it. And to do that, you need people busy. Aside from counselling, the best remedy for people who suffer or who are not comfortable in their own skin is to keep busy and keep engaged. And we run it as a proper worksite.
The first proper worksite we're visiting actually looks more like a picnic area, but it's taken a lot of work to get the gardens looking this nice.
Hello, I'm Ray Goff and I'm head gardener here at the Tom Quinn Community Centre. We basically propagate all our own stuff here. It goes back into the gardens to propagate more on, and we actually do sell from here too.
How big is the nursery operation here?
Well, it's getting bigger. We've actually got another nursery up top in the community garden too, so it's expanding all the time. Getting to the stage where they want to actually go to wholesale, which is good.
This particular area where we're sitting at the moment, it's a lovely little outdoor area. We're sitting at a picnic table under an umbrella. What about this particular area? Is this one you've been involved with?
Yeah, this was one that we developed about 2 years ago. It was actually developed with the horticultural group that was here at the time, doing their time. Set all the plants up where they were supposed to go on the irrigation and everything, and they basically did the work, so yeah.
This is your fifth year, eh? Why do you keep coming back? Why are you still here as a volunteer?
Basically, I love it out here, eh? It's a good mob of people to work for, and they're all good people, actually, so I haven't had any worries out here, so I love it out here.
G'day, my name's Ryan. I'm working at Tom Quinn Centre doing the horticulture course, Cert 2 horticulture.
And how long have you been doing it?
17 weeks, but I have volunteered beforehand. I didn't have many qualifications, so I thought I'd come out here and volunteer and get some qualifications and I'll go find a job.
What's your favourite part of the job?
Construction. I'm doing the horticulture plus construction part. No, I built the retail shop. Really? Over at the retail, I'm actually putting a shed together when we get the concrete and that done, putting the shed up.
What's it like working with Ray?
Good. No bad bloke to work with, actually. He's quite nice to get along with.
How much longer have you got in the course you're doing at the moment?
3 weeks. I'll go find a full-time job in horticultural construction.
How hopeful are you that you'll get a job?
Pretty hopeful.
Down behind the garden bed where Ryan's working, there's a big stack of wooden pallets, and there's a team hard at work ripping out nails and taking those pallets apart. Might not sound like important work, but it's the backbone of one of the Tom Quinn Centre's biggest businesses.
Our raw product for our factory is the timber that comes from breaking down pallets.
Paul Smith does marketing for the Salvos.
People worldwide just bury these pallets and chop the timber up and just bury it into the ground or burn it, just set fire to it and burn it. We rescue those pallets, all right? We rescue the timber that's in the pallets, we denail them here. And, of course, then it's going to turn into a piece of furniture which will then last for 30 years. So a pallet which would have lasted probably 12 months maximum into a piece of furniture that will last for 30 years, you know, and give people a lot of pleasure, we hope. So, yeah.
So you're taking something which was maybe not valued, not the potential of it, not really appreciated, and turning it into something rather magnificent.
Absolutely, Jody. People's attitude towards pallets is that they are a pain, because it costs them to get rid of them. When we at the Tom Quinn Centre or the Salvation Army say, hey, we'll take those pallets off you, you know, and you won't have to pay for dumping them, we then go and collect them and we bring them back here, yeah, and then it starts the recycling process.
Is that in some ways a parallel for what the Salvation Army does more broadly?
I think you're probably right there. Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I mean, yeah, we sometimes let what you have to say that with volunteers, don't you? That what we're doing is we're recycling their skills. We're a big employer of volunteers here, and we use their skills and we use their mentoring skills as well.
I'm Ray Doe at the Tom Quinn Centre. I'm supervisor and workshop floorman, you might say, and I train and teach all walks of life, how to use machinery and make furniture is the thing that I suppose.